Hurricane Fiona makes landfall in Puerto Rico. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The entire island nation now without power, with wind gusts reported up to 103 miles per hour.
Winds are 80 miles an hour, but this is a rain-making system. Through today into the overnight hours, and you're still seeing constant stream of moisture running across the island. More very heavy rain. Mudslides are going to be an issue. Flooding is going to be a major concern. Now taking you into Monday morning, still raining, and it's not really until later in the day Monday that the system starts to drag far enough to the north that you're getting a little bit of a break here.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, as much as 2 feet of rain is expected in some areas, an emergency declaration already in place allowing FEMA to mobilize resources. Migrants are on the move from Florida and Texas to blue sanctuary states.
Republican Senator Mike Rounds defended the decision to send these migrants to blue states. Rounds says these southern border towns are simply overwhelmed.
You're talking about 3.4 million people just since the start of this Biden administration that have crossed the border, and they're coming into southern states. What is a governor supposed to do? They're trying to send a message to the rest of the country.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sending these migrants by plane to the wealthy island of Martha's Vineyard.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Grim discoveries in Ukraine after its recapture of territory occupied by Russian forces, including mass graves and signs of torture.
So what we see now is, of course, the horrible amount of potential war crimes committed by Russian aggressor. I would like to say even that what we see now is a system of Russian aggressor, what they do on the occupied territory.
Andrei Kostin, prosecutor general of Ukraine on CBS's Face the Nation. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Tuesday afternoon is the deadline for former President Trump's attorneys to respond to the Department of Justice. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
The Justice Department's argument has been that appointing a special master to this case will slow their investigation down, which it has. When Judge Eileen Cannon decided Thursday to side with Trump's legal team and appoint a third-party attorney, she also put a halt on the DOJ's reviewing of documents seized from Mar-a-Lago until that review is complete. The Justice Department filed an appeal that next day, and Trump's team has until Tuesday to respond to that. It's also when both sides have to be in New York. They were called there for a preliminary conference with the new special master. Former federal prosecutor Raymond Deary will serve in that role. And despite the Justice Department opposing a special master, Deary as a candidate was agreed upon by both sides.
Both sides will meet with special master Deary on Tuesday in a Brooklyn court. Deary has until November 30th to review the documents. World leaders are converging on London in advance of Monday's funeral of Queen Elizabeth II. As many as 500 world leaders are expected, among them President Biden and the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden. The President and First Lady visiting Westminster Hall, where the Queen is lying in state. Queen Elizabeth's death has meant overtime for some Chinese factory workers. Fox's Kevin Uretsky.
Less than 2 hours after Queen Elizabeth died, a factory south of Shanghai started receiving orders for thousands and thousands of British flags. The 20,000 the factory had on hand were sent out the next morning, and the employees have been working 14-hour days ever since, sending out over 500,000 Union Jacks in the first week after the Queen passed away. The factory had previously been focusing on flags for soccer's upcoming World Cup, and employees say they pay attention to news stories that might mean more orders, because as the factory's general manager says, there's a business opportunity behind every news event.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.